Learn how to generate art. It is like using stencils. It is just another cool and inviting form of art. My first month with Art Generators was focused on creating art products. It was a success. Both of my test stores were approved. The art I have generated the first week was good and kind of cute. But there was something to it. It was too ordinary or plain, I guess. The second and third week, I made my art more whimsical. It was wilder and weirder. It had emotion, and it was no longer ordinary. The newest batch of products adds more color, more mystery, and even aliens, and it focuses on eyes, those old windows into the soul. At first, I wanted to create upper body portraits like Leonardo da Vinci, but because I kept telling the AI to enlarge eyes, to do things with eyes, it was just focusing on faces and eyes, leaving out most of the hair and neck. I think this is the right way of presenting works with large eyes, and ultimately, I did end up agreeing with the AI. But if an instance like this ever arises, I will let the AI programs or the wrappers do what they need to do. I will not try to question them. I'm just not going to spend time trying to coerce the AI to show the upper body and maybe a window in the background, as the case is with Mona Lisa. AI is pretty primitive. The programs written around it are aimed at common use cases and thus limited. Do not argue with primitive software. The computers always win this one. There is a way that isn't really calling to me, but I want to share. And I haven't tried it yet, not very well. And here, you take whatever the AI does generate, bring several, 5, samples into Krita or GIMP, and enlarge the eyes and pull up the chin using the Liquify tools. And then you use the sample images as part of your prompt. You remix them, merge them, rebuild them in a non-deterministic union of strangeness. Beyond this, you can actually train AI, but, you know, adding manual labor kind of takes away from product generation because that is supposed to be automated. It is just better to stick to the text prompts and learn to take what you can get. This way, by rejecting manual labor, you can make 5 products, interesting products, in just about 20 minutes, and that includes upscaling, generating product text, and uploading it to some store. I didn't publish it, but I took one of my paintings and transferred the design to a mouse pad. And it looked great. It looked good. The one thing about these e-commerce platforms is that you upload one image, but they allow you to create many products based on it. My first store has 30 images. If I made notepads, magnets, mouse pads, towels, paper plates, phone cases, luggage tags, aprons, stickers, and holiday ornaments, I'd have 300 or more products, and possibly even my first sale. Search for how to sell digital art online, and you will find the same platforms. In my fourth and fifth weeks, I took a moment here and there to try and see if I could maybe generate powerful art. Something that really stands out on a wall. I did go out to the internet and I grabbed basically 5 random images with unusual faces. Here I chose widely spaced eyes because I really like pop surrealism. And you know, it worked. It's not something that I would want to hang on my wall, but these works are something that I would expect to see in a museum. Those are unusual and interesting faces to look at. They captivate. As a side note, when I'm telling the AI to create large eyes and trying to shift facial features to create something interesting, sometimes I get cats back because cats have large eyes. And I consider that to be precious art as well. The world of artificial intelligence generated art is not just about refrigerator magnets and cool aprons. Soon, we will see galleries that prefer unusual and interesting AI art over what is manually painted and sometimes not quite as captivating. You can make 30 unusual and captivating 60 by 60 inch paintings to fill a spacious gallery in way under a week. If gallery owners will reject AI art, then the new galleries that embrace it will make a lot of sales. In closing, the AI can't consistently generate interesting art. You have to figure out how to push it, coerce it, make it do something new. And here, the difficulty level is just about the same as painting with the aid of a wall projector. The configuration and the setup takes time, effort, patience, and practice. AI is just a form of art that is very similar to collage. AI is not a threat yet. It is just another art medium, like stencils or tagging or slapping, where you slap stickers everywhere. And, you know, everyone should know how to do it. No one needs to stick with it, but everyone needs to take that month or two and just generate a bunch of stuff to know what this AI does and recognize its limitations. And here, I wanted to mention that perhaps the nicest way to learn is to aim to print out your AI-generated creations on canvas paper, frame them with frames that you can get from second-hand stores, maybe sometimes frames that come with a mirror, and then hang them up at a coffee shop, all just stress-free, as part of an art adventure.